Quinault Indian Nation has announced the launch of Toptana Technologies, the first indigenous-owned cable landing station and backhaul network provider on the west coast of the United States. This new venture will bring connectivity to unserved and underserved markets across Washington State and Oregon, including the Quinault community, who remain vastly behind in the digital divide and extending to surrounding communities, rural areas, and other tribal groups. After a century, they will return home by land to the land of their relatives. A museum in Massachusetts is returning artifacts that include blankets stained with the blood of those murdered during the Wounded Knee Massacre on December 29, 1890. Spiritual leaders and pipe carriers from Pine Ridge, Cheyenne River, and Rosebud met for an entire day last weekend to settle on appropriate ceremonies to handle the sacred items. On November 5th, a group of spiritual leaders and the president of the Oglala Sioux Tribe, Kevin Killer, will collect the items from the Bar Museum. And on November 6th, the items will return with one of the group's organizers. Cedric Brokennose, himself a direct descendant of Chief Bigfoot, will take a pickup and trailer to bring back the belongings. And as Lakota traditions are practiced, the items will be held for one whole year of grieving in the ceremony Washigala O'un. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.